he fainted. More, he plunged parsecs deep into the blackest depths of oblivion as outraged nature took the toll she had so long been denied. Warsel hurled a call to Earth, then turned to his maimed and horribly broken companion. He applied splints to the shattered limbs. He dressed and bandaged the hideous wounds and the raw sockets which had once held eyes. He ministered to the raging, burning thirst. Whenever Kinnison's mind wearied, he held for him the nerve block, the priceless anodyne without which the gray lensman must have died from sheerest agony.
"Why not allow me, friend, to relieve you of all consciousness until help arrives?"
the Volantian asked, pityingly.
"Can you do it without killing me?"
"If you so allow, yes. If you offer any resistance, I do not believe that any mind in the universe could."
"I won't resist. Come in."
And Kinnison's suffering ended. But kindly Wurzel could do nothing about the fantastically atrocious growth which were transforming the Earthman's legs and arms into monstrosities out of nightmare. He could only wait. Wait for the skilled assistance which he knew must be so long in coming. Chapter 21. Amputation. When Warsel's hard-driven call impinged upon the port admiral's lens, he dropped everything to take the report himself. Characteristically, Warsel sent first and Haines, first recorded, a complete statement of the successful mission to Jarnovan. Last came personalities, the tale of Kinnison's ordeal, and his present plight.
"Are they following you in force, or can't you tell?"
"Nothing detectable, and at the time of our departure there had been no suggestion of any such action,"
Warsel replied, carefully.
"We'll come in force anyway, and fast. Keep him alive until we meet you," Haines urged, and disconnected.
It was an unheard-of occurrence for the port admiral to turn over his very busy and extremely important desk to a subordinate without notice, and without giving him instructions, but Haines did it now.
"Take charge of everything, Southworth," he snapped. "I'm called away. Emergency. Kinnison found Boscone, got away, hurt. I'm going after him in the Dauntless, taking the new flotilla with me. Indefinite time, probably a few weeks."
He strode toward the communicator desk. The Dauntless was, as always, completely serviced and ready for any emergency. Where was that fleet of her sister ships? On its shakedown cruise? He'd shake them down. They had with them the new hospital ship, too, the only Red Cross ship in space that could leg it parsec for parsec with the Dauntless.